أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أوحي إلي أنه استمع نفر من الجن فقالوا إنا سمعنا قرآنا عجبا يهدي إلى الرشد فآمنا به ولن نشرك بربنا أحدا. The previous surah was Surah Nuh, and the connection, one aspect of the connection between the two surahs is in Surah Nuh we read also that for how long and what great efforts Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam made on his people to bring them onto Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, and obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Now in this surah Allah explains that what great effort Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made in order to bring the people of Makkah onto Hidayat, onto Tawheed and the oneness of Allah. And when by and large the people of Makkah did not accept and cause great difficulty, hurt and harm and injury to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Taif to give da'wat of Islam in Taif. There it was even worse. The leaders of the people will pass terrible remarks on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they put their youth, the unruly youth, they put them behind Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who pelted him with stones, etc. So much so that blood flowed from his body, so much blood that the shoes would not come out of his leg, from his feet, so much of blood, so much of difficulty. So on that return, at a place called Nakhla, there Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Fajr namaz with Jamaat. And in that recitation, then some jinnat also attended that. So that is the occasion of the revelation of the surah. That before the coming of the Quran Sharif and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the jinnat used to go up to the heavens and listen to all the discussions that take place between the malaika, the orders they are given, what is to be done in the world, what is going to happen, etc. And then they should eavesdrop and come and tell the fortune tellers. They should tell them one truth and 100 lies. They should mix it like that. And the people, if any person like that, a fortune teller, an amil, for one person he comes out right, the whole world goes mad for that person. So like that they should say one right thing and they should add a whole lot of lies to it. But then when the Quran Sharif was going to be revealed, then Allah closed all the doors for them to go up now. And whenever they try to go up, as we will read, Allah Ta'ala sends what we call a falling star. It is directed to that jinn who was going up to go and listen. So that Allah Ta'ala discusses here also. So when and this place of Nakhla, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Fajr namaz, then the jinnat, when they saw that now we cannot go up to the heavens anymore and we can't listen to what is happening and what orders are given, so they spread in the world that something must have happened. Why suddenly this change now and we cannot go? So everywhere they spread out to find out what change has come in the world. Then these group of 9 of the jinnat, when they heard the Quran Sharif, they realized it was this, that it was the final revelation of Allah Ta'ala, and that Allah did not want anyone to interfere with that revelation. It must come down pure and it must be safeguarded. So they realized that, and these jinnat brought iman as well. Jinn are made of fire. Man is made of sand and water. Farishtas are made of noor, and jinnat are made of fire. The leader, Shaitan, Iblis, is also a jinn. He was not an angel. But Allah promoted him to stay with the angels because of the amount of ibadat he made. But finally, he was cursed and sent out. And he is the leader, Shaitan, the leader of the jinnat. And just like in mankind, we have believing people and unbelievers. We have obedient servants of Allah and disobedient servants of Allah. Like that it is in for the jinn as well. So Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ. تُكِهْ مُجْكُ حُكَمْ آيَا کہ سن گئے کتنے لوگ جنوں کے. او نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, انفارم دا پیپل اینڈ ٹیل دیم دیٹ وحی ہیز بین سینٹ ٹو می, اللہ ہیز انفارمڈ می دیٹ اے گروپ آف جنات ہیو کم اینڈ لسن ٹو دا قرآن شریف ایٹ دا ٹائم آف فجر وچ از اے ویری ڈیلیکیٹ ٹائم آلسو سینسٹیو ٹائم اینڈ ایٹ دیٹ ٹائم دا ہول فیلنگ از ویری ڈفرنٹ اینڈ اٹ واز امنگس دیز پام ٹریز دیٹ فجر نماز واز بین میڈ اینڈ دا ریسائٹر واز نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. When they heard this and they appreciated it, enjoyed it so much that they said, فَقَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. They said that we have listened to a Qur'an Sharif that is most fascinating. That the revelation, the Qur'an which Allah has sent down, it is very, very fascinating, it is captivating, it is very soothing, and it is a wonderful thing which Allah Ta'ala has done, sent. One of the great beauties of the Qur'an, يَهْدِي إِلَى الرُّشْدِ فَآمَنَّا بِهِ, کہ سمجھاتا ہے نیک راہ, سو ہم اس پر یقین لے آئے. And the Qur'an Sharif is such that it guides towards righteousness, towards intelligence and towards goodness. So just by listening to the Qur'an Sharif, فَآمَنَّا بِهِ, we have brought iman on the Qur'an Sharif. وَلَن نُشْرِكَ بِرَبِّنَا أَحَدًا, اور ہرگیز نہ شریک بتلائیں گے ہم اپنے رب کا کسی کو. And we will definitely not associate any partners to Allah Ta'ala. And as we really will read in front, this was also with reference, like the Christians who believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, na'uzu billah, is the son of Allah Ta'ala. And there is a group among them who believes that Maryam alayhi salam is the wife of Allah. Otherwise, how was the son born? Na'uzu billah, that is all wrong beliefs they have got. And these beliefs had spread to the jinnat also. So they said, we don't associate any partners to Allah Ta'ala. We don't believe in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam as the son of Allah, nor do we believe in him as a god besides Allah, that he has also got powers like Allah Ta'ala. And neither do we believe that Maryam alayhi salam is a wife of Allah, and that Isa alayhi salam was born to her, to Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. وَأَنَّهُ تَعَالَى جَدُّ رَبِّنَا, اور یہ کہ اونچی ہے شان ہمارے رب کی. And this also we believe that our Lord, our sustainer, Allah Ta'ala is very, very high in his position. Where is he going to get married, have a wife? Where is he going to have children? Allah is far above all that. Allah has nothing to do with that whatsoever. مَتَّخَذَ صَاحِبَةً وَلَا وَلَدًا, نہیں رکھی اس نے جوڑو نہ بیٹا. Allah has not kept a partner, a spouse, a wife, neither has Allah Ta'ala, and does Allah have a child. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is not a child, is not the son of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is far, pure and clean, subhan. He is away from all these things. وَأَنَّهُ كَانِ يَقُولُ سَفِيهُنَا عَلَى اللَّهِ شَطَطًا, اور یہ کہ ہم میں کبھی وقوف اللہ پر برہا کر باتیں کہا کرتا تھا. And the reality is that there were those stupid and foolish people from amongst us, from amongst the jinnat also, who said these terrible words with regard to Allah, that Allah has got a son, that he has got a wife, etc. Na'uzu billah, Allah is completely pure of it. By bringing iman, Allah purified their hearts, and tawheed in its oneness, the completeness came into them. So we also should take great lessons from this message of the Qur'an Sharif and see that the jinnat even brought iman, and we must make our iman also strong.